Hi there, this is Tracy, and today I'd like to talk to you about something that happened. I was lucky enough to go to my first TEDx talk here in Colorado, and the speakers were incredible and so inspirational to watch them. I had, of course, no idea what they were going to talk about, but in each little section, I found something that helped me in my journey, and something that happened while I was there. I was with my son, and we were high up in the balcony of a beautiful opera house in Denver. And as I sat there, at the very beginning, it hadn't occurred to me until I was sitting there, and they started to dim the lights. And I got really fearful inside with, I don't know, thousands of people there, maybe. I suddenly worried, what if 3X was in the building? What would I do? I didn't want to see him. And I could feel inside my chest, I could feel myself tightening up. I could feel the fear creeping over me. And when we had our next break, I talked to my son. He is adult and he does know what's going on, and I told him to be on the lookout because I didn't want to be surprised. I didn't want to just walk into him. And I don't think I've really experienced that fear until I was there. And as the first speaker spoke, I sat there and I analyzed my body. I did a body scan. And I have learned these new tricks, and the trick is to understand where in your body you feel this. And I sat there and I felt it, and I could feel it in my abdomen. I could feel it right where my heart chakra was, and it was tight and it was choking me. You ever had that feeling where you just frozen with fear? And after I acknowledged where it was, after I understood where it was coming from, I did what I've been taught lately, which was to take a few deep breaths. And as I took those breaths, I accepted that fear was in my heart at that moment. And fear was there to protect me. It is a primal instinct to be afraid of something, and it's how we process it that separates us from the person that we used to be to this new narc expert person. I'm not even saying expert, I'm saying aware. Let's just say that all of these things that I've learned have made me more aware of myself. And so as I sat there and I processed it and I thought about it, I acknowledged, yes. Thank you, fear, for coming. Thank you for protecting me and making me think of something that perhaps I wouldn't have. Now I was prepared. Now I had my son with a second set of eyes to make sure that if he saw him, we walked the other way. And as I released that and I accepted that, I felt the fear slip away and just melt. And it was a very good feeling. And then I became present and I was able to enjoy some of the best speakers that I've heard in forever. So I encourage you that when that fear comes up, when that pain comes up, when the loneliness comes, to just accept it and thank your body, thank your inner being for having that awareness. Acknowledge that you're lonely, acknowledge that you're scared, and acknowledge that you're confused. It's a good thing. We don't want to stuff it down. We want to acknowledge it. And in that, in a couple of deep breaths and grounding myself, I was set free and able to become present. It's a good technique, and a lot of people have been paid to teach me these things. So if they can help you just once, try it. do the breath thing, try to accept whatever the feeling is. It's only going to make you stronger to accept it and tell it, okay, thanks, bye-bye, and it will work. Try it.